Brent crude oil prices blasted through $100 a barrel on Thursday as Russia invaded Ukraine. Next guest says the rally in oil prices has just begun. Vandana Hari is the founder of Vanda Insights and has long covered the oil space. Vandana, always nice to see you here. Now, so you say this is this move in oil prices is not yet through here. What is or what would be a short-term top in your view?
Morning, Brian. So we've seen Brent hit $105, and the note that you're referring to when I wrote that Brent had just crossed $100, and I said, you know, this is just the start of the rally, which proved to be correct in hindsight. But what I really mean is that, look, I think this is still a highly volatile and unfolding situation. It's become even more uncertain now how, first of all, Russia is going to what's its playbook is in Ukraine, but perhaps more importantly, what kind of sanctions we're going to see now in retaliation from the European Union and the US, which will be the second phase of sanctions, if you will. And, you know, they'll expect to do something that hits Russia far harder. So the big question for the oil markets, or the energy markets for that matter, is will Russian oil and gas supplies to Europe and perhaps even to the rest of the world be affected? And until that is clear, you know, you can't say that crude has topped out, no matter where it reaches.
Vandana, it's Julie here. And certainly the market is reacting as though the supplies will be affected, right? We are seeing sort of a buying first and asking questions later sort of reaction here. But play out that scenario for us, if you would. If you do see a reduction or even a full stoppage of supplies from Russia to the rest of the globe, what effect does that have? What does capacity look like elsewhere?
So, Julie, all of those are very good questions and extremely difficult for the energy markets to get their arms around at this moment. So, of course, the big question is how will we see the situation unfold, right? Like one way that Russian supplies could be disrupted is let's say the sanctions, direct sanctions on its energy sector, or indirectly some of the sanctions end up hitting its energy exports. Another way is that Russia deliberately curtails supplies, or perhaps even completely curbs supplies to Europe. So that's a huge uncertainty. You're absolutely right in that oil and gas supplies from Russia as of now have not been affected at all. You know, that might come as a surprise to some people who've been watching crude rocketing up since this morning. What is happening is, of course, the market now factoring in the worst case scenario, which is, and we are not there yet, the worst case scenario would be a complete cutoff of Russian oil and gas supply to the world. And it will be absolute chaos, mayhem, because there's just no way any or all the oil producers and gas producers in the world put together that could replace or plug that gap if indeed Russian oil and gas supplies to the world markets get locked off.
So let's talk a little bit more about gas in particular and the effect that that is going to have on Europe. You know, obviously, we've seen this delay for Nord Stream 2. Nord Stream 1 is still there and in effect. But what are we going to potentially see for natural gas prices in Europe specifically? Because you have less, obviously, you have less of a global market when you're talking about natural gas. So how does that sort of play out?
Absolutely. And I think here it's crucial to make a distinction in terms of infrastructure, in terms of how gas is moved from producing countries all the way to the destination, the user countries. And when it comes to Russia and Europe, the vast majority, first of all, Europe depends, nearly 45% of European gas imports come from Russia. The vast majority of those come via pipelines. And when you're talking of a pipeline, it's basically point A to point B. Russia cannot just take that gas and liquefy it, turn it into LNG cargoes. Not possible, and send it elsewhere to the world. Similarly, what can Europe do? Obviously, you can't put new pipelines overnight, even if somebody else had more gas supply. You can import more LNG, but then again, you come across you run into infrastructure bottlenecks because, you know, you have a certain infrastructure in place to regasify and then to send that gas across to different parts of the continent. So, you know, this is the big problem with gas. And even when it comes to, you know, when we say, can SPR releases help? Can Iranian deal and Iranian oil help? Can OPEC plus help by putting more oil into the market? I think it's worth remembering all of that is oil. And as we've seen in the energy crisis of late last year, there is limitations on how much of gas can be replaced by oil. So, you know, as I said, it's just an absolutely nightmare scenario if indeed gas supplies from Russia get disrupted.
We really appreciate you helping us understand this really developing situation. Vandana Hari, founder of Vanda Insights. Good to see you. Talk to you soon.